261EB and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is Cora Gibson. This message is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's promises are yea. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. The writer is saying that all the promises that God has made, he will keep them, and they are yea. You know, when the word promise means a divine assurance, and when I think about the word divine, I think about the supreme being, God himself. You know, when you talk about the assurance and the saying that God is for certain, he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. You know, according to the Bible, it states all of God's promises are yea and so be it, or yes and true. In him, they are always yes. In him, they are always truthful. In other words, God is a true God. Whatever he said, it will come to pass. You know, it say in him, and the word in means a fixed position, a permanent, unchangeable. And when I think about the word unchangeable, I think about God as being immutable. He's unchangeable. He's not going to change. And you know, it say no matter what he has promised, he will keep it. God's word is sure, it's positive, firmly established, a setup, absolute, trustworthy, completely reliable, totally dependable. You know, and his word is credible. You know, sometimes we forget who has made the promises to us, but it's God himself. You know, we have to realize that God is not like man. You know, man may say one thing and do something totally different. But what God say, he's going to do exactly what he said he would do. Ezekiel 12:25, God said, that what he spake shall come to pass. Good or bad, it will come to pass. All of God's promises, no matter how great, no matter how large, no matter how small or how long, he will fulfill them. They will come to pass. You can bank on that. You know, God's promises are sure. They are firmly established. They are strong and secure. They are made permanent. They are steadfast. They are unwavering. And there's no doubt in his promises. When God gives his word, it's an assurance. It is guaranteed. It's genuine. It is for real. All we have to do is lean and depend on him. When there seems like there's no hope, there's no way out, but he has made us a promise, and when he make it, it will come to pass. All you got to do is just thank him and depend on him and wait upon him. When God speak, that's his word. He is the God of truth, for he cannot lie. You can depend on him. You can trust him. God's promises are unfailing. They won't diminish. They won't weaken. And they won't lessen. They are assured by divine ability, guaranteed by his supreme power. But we have to realize that he is the sovereign God. He has all power in his hand. There is no other power like God's power. And God's promises are of infinite value. There's no limit to God's promise or ability. So we shouldn't put any limit on God. We have to realize God is faithful. He's dependable. He's truthful. He's trustworthy. He's reliable, and he's infinite. There's no limit to God, so we have to think outside of the box. It doesn't matter what it is, what we need. All we have to do is depend on God today. Trust him for what he said. He's going to do it for us. It will come to pass. You know, in him are yea. And the word yea means yes, a strong affirmation, a strong statement, a statement of truth, just saying yes. He's saying yes to the promises that he has made. He's saying yes for whatever you have asked him to do for you. All of God's promises are yea. Amen in him. So be it. It is done. Jesus in John Revelation 3:14, Jesus is given the title, the Amen, the trustworthy, the faithful one. 1 Kings 8:6, according to all that he promised, there has not failed one word of all his good promises, which he promised by the hands of Moses, his servant. In other words, what the writer is telling us, everything God made, the promises he made to Moses, they came to pass. And just like he did it for Moses and the children of Israel, he's going to do it for us today. Don't look at what has been or what it seems like. Sometimes the enemy try to make things look like they're worse than what they are. But you know, we have to just think and thank God. Even when things hadn't come to pass yet, we still have to take time and just thank God for what he has done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do. For God is a God that we can trust. He's a God we can lean and depend on. He is our Savior today. He's going to come through. It doesn't matter. I know it may seem like there is no hope. The clouds seem dark and hanging low, but my God said it, and he's going to come through today. Just trust him. Remember, God promises to Abraham. God told Abraham that surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply. You know, this verse is saying that as one blessing come, as one promise come, before it's completely fulfilled, another blessing, another promise is on the way. But you know, God did exactly what he said he would do. Hebrews 6:15. And so after Abraham patiently endured, he obtained the promise. In other words, Abraham waited on God. He waited patiently on the Lord. And God came through for him. And we have to wait on God. Of all the promises that God has made to you, be patient. Wait on your promise. So many times we give up and we become impatient and we walk away from what God said he would do. And sometimes the very time when we give up and walk away, that's the very moment that God was getting ready to move on our behalf. The enemy wants us to give up. He wants us to walk away so we can say God said he would do it, but he didn't. But that's a lie from the pits of hell today. If he said it, he's going to do it. You got to put Satan behind you, put him under your feet. Let him know that you believe and you lean and you depend on God today, and that he's going to come through for you. Hallelujah. You know, he will do exactly what he said he would do. He did it for Abraham. He'll do it for you. God is eternally true. He's forever and always truth. For he is the truth today. We know that Satan is a lie. And just like he's a lie, God is the truth today. All you have to do is depend on him. Lean on him today. Don't look at the situation. See, we have to take our eyes off the situation. Don't look at what you're going through. But put your eyes on God and think about what you've asked him to do for you. I often tell myself, I'm not looking at what I can see. I'm looking at what I can't see. In other words, I'm looking at what I've asked God to do. I'm looking at the promises that he has promised me. And that is how we hold on to our faith. In other words, when things won't look so hopeless, we got to look at God. Don't look at the situation, because no matter how small it is, the enemy going to make it look like it's even larger than what it is. He's going to make the situation a whole lot worse. But when you focus on God today, keep your mind on God. He will give you strength. He'll bring you out today. He's standing there waiting for us to just cast all our cares upon him. For the scripture tell us, cast your cares upon you, for he cares for you. In other words, God loves you, and he sees what you're going through. And the scripture tell us we have not because we ask not. But today we're going to ask, and then we're going to trust him. We're going to believe in everything that he has told us. And we thank him right now. We're not going to wait till the battle is over, but we're going to shout now. We're going to give him the glory. We're going to give him the praise. And we're going to thank him for all that he has done. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you. He will do exactly what he said he would do. In other words, wait on God. Don't give up. No matter how many promises he has made you, no matter how long it takes, because God made those promises, he's going to come through for you. You know, over in 2 Peter 3:8 and 9, it tells us not to be ignorant to this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day with the Lord. In other words, it's all the same with God. So what we have to realize, our time is not God's time. He's going to do it in his time and the way he want to do it. And when he do it, it's going to be done perfect. You know, we say the Lord was right on time. You know why he was on time? It's because he never left us. He's with us always. Hallelujah. And you know, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. In other words, he's not going to delay. He's not going to tarry. He's going to do it on his time. So wait on the Lord and be patient, even when it looks like there's no hope. Wait, I say, wait on the Lord, for he's going to come through for you. Keep your eyes on God. Don't look at the situation. Just stay focused on God, and God's going to do it for you, and we have to give him the glory and give him the praise now. This is all I have for you this week, but stay tuned for next week, for God is a God of love. He's a God of truth, and he will come through for you. Be blessed. God loves you today. He really loves you, and he sees the situation. He's an all-knowing God. He's there with you regardless of what it may seem like. Just trust him today. Lean on him. Lean on God with all your might. He's there for you, and he will take you through and bring you out. Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Rebirth Ministries, 1226 MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 318-769-1994. John Belvin, Sr., Pastor.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
Know what's the best kept secret in Alexandria? It's a unique food truck, bringing a new dining experience to Sinlaw. They don't just serve great food, they offer it in a setting that promotes calm, relaxation, and satisfaction. at the Best Kept Secret, you can get their signature BLT piled high with a quarter pound of your choice of bacon with a top secret Italian mayo. Also, their Socketumi bread pudding covered with a rich bourbon-flavored glaze that will knock your socks off. They're here for vegans, too. Delicious food that's also healthy. Located at 5304 Morgan Street, just off Sugar House Road, the Best Kept Secret, open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to